One of the people that has been a champion of Haiti, when people said, what are you worried about them for, worry about us, is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No surprise to you and I, she took unpopular stands until they became popular, and we have on the live line to get her guidance, direction, and leadership. Congresswoman Waters, I know you, I don't want to ask you how you are because I know you're devastated.
I really am, and thank you, Reverend Sharpton, for the comments that you just made and the attention that you're paying to this issue. I love Haiti, and I've spent, a great part of my career working on behalf of the people of Haiti, and you're absolutely correct. This government and this country must do everything that it can to help basically what is the poorest country in this hemisphere.
Right.
Haiti has been dogged and kicked around by everybody for too long. We have interfered with their governments, their politics, all of that.
But kidnapped one of their presidents.
Yes. And have said all of that. Now we got to step up to the plate in a real way. I don't mean any tokenism. I mean a real way that we will get down there, put the personnel in there, put the food and supplies in there. We got to get those people out from under that rubble within the next 44 hours or they're going to die. Already I'm hearing that maybe 100,000 people dead.
And the archbishop was found in the rubble dead at the archdiocese. I mean, this is incredible. Wycliffe Jean, who called me all night, just called. He's crossing the border now. I'm going over the weekend. And in part to show, I mean, we need the heads of states to go down there. If this happened in Europe, can you imagine people saying, well, what do we do? The whole world would be finding a way.
That's right. And again, that's what we've got to watch our government on. We have to distinguish between tokenism and real help. So let's keep an eye on them over the next couple of days. I understand that we do have a hospital facility ship that's off the water right now. So
right.
People have gone down in helicopters. You know, the UN building crashed.
Right.
And the head of that UN delegation down there that's doing the security may be dead. They can't find him. And the palace was destroyed. I mean,
The presidential palace was destroyed.
That's right. And the hotel, the Montana, that a lot of us stay in when we're
right.
down there, it was destroyed.
Totally. Wycliffe says it's totally destroyed. And it is absolutely devastating. It is much worse than Katrina.
Oh, yes.
But we don't want to see a mild version of Katrina response from the government with a Band-Aid reaction. And they're going to have to help rebuild a long term. The infrastructure's gone, the water. I mean, this is not going to be a easy task.
No, it's not going to be easy because, you know, they were the victims of four storms in 2008. I think between August and September, they were hit four times in that island, wiped out all the agricultural land and crop, the roads and bridges. I think they lost 22,000 homes then and 84,000 were seriously damaged. We're coming off of that. I did debt relief where we got a debt relief for $1 billion, but it does no good because the money that I was trying to help them save to put into education and to health, now that money's got to go right back in to trying to help, the hospital. It's gone in Port-au-Prince. It's gone. They've got to, I mean, they had a weak water structure anyway, as you know, and so now they've got to start from scratch. The poorest nation got to start from scratch. And not only the United States, France, and Canada, I know all the Caribbean countries are going to do what they can do. They don't have a lot, but they're going to try. But everybody's got to roll up their sleeves and help on this little country.
Well, I think you're right, and I wanted to get your voice because you've been, as long as I can remember, champion Haitian. And we will let you know about our delegation and keep you abreast of what we're doing and vice versa. The one and only voice, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you so much, Reverend Sharpton.
All right. We're going to take a...